You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Goodness,
the one of one is missing.
I knew something was up.
Pop, that's almost twice as much going for the same price.
I just freaking love that Raider rookie logo.
Doing more buying.
Which one of these five quarterbacks has the worst set of pass catchers to throw the football to?
Guess how much I sniped this for an auction.
Number to five, you dirty animal.
I'm telling you, these optic on-card autos are money.
NoOffseason.com. Shout out to each and every one of you. Football cards collecting and investing. His name is Andy. My name is Cartier. And boy, Andy, we're about to hit the biggest hype cycle of them all, the Super Bowl hype cycle for the two teams that will be participating after a very interesting conference championship weekend coming up. So, what is your biggest takeaway from a football card buying and selling perspective as we get closer to Super Bowl week?
Well, yeah, man, I want to just dive right in and talk about the interception that Jordan Love threw tragically at the very end of the 49ers game, but the fact that he kept that game close the whole time. And even today, I'm still seeing Jordan Love topping the charts in terms of buy it now and best offer accepted sold cards on eBay. So that tells me people are still buying Jordan Love. And so right off the bat, my major takeaway is his prices are not going to just dip after that game and that tragic interception at the end of the game. I think he's going to sustain a new normal high, and he may ascend and his prices may continue to climb throughout the summer. And there may be some really big Jordan Love cards that are purchased throughout the summer in the National. I bet you Jordan Love is going to be a big chase.
And Dan says that's because he's cheap. Well, he is cheaper compared to the other 2020 quarterbacks, Andy.
That is one factor. You know, he's got roughly the same amount of rookie cards, a few less, but roughly the same amount. And he has been cheaper. And so there's been a lot of his supply out there. And so even though the demand's high, it's going to take a while to really deplete that supply to a point where all of a sudden, yeah, now you are paying $150 for like a raw optic holo, something like along those lines. And then all of a sudden, yeah, you are paying a minimum of $1,000 for his rookie ticket auto, you know. And right now we're just about $1,250 for his PSA 10 rookie ticket auto, where we know, you know, that's close to a $5,000 card for Joe Burrow. And in the past, it's been that way for Justin Herbert and Jalen Hurts. He's around that same level as Jordan Love. So you got these guys around the same level, but, you know, the supply has continued to be purchased of Jordan Love.
Yeah, you know, for me, I have some Jordan Love cards for sale, and they're still really cheap, right? I'm looking to move them, but that's not me feeling that he's not going to be a good quarterback for the future, especially considering, Andy, he's got a bunch of young receivers, a young head coach, still looking for that first Super Bowl appearance in Coach LaFleur. So I really do like his future, and it does set itself up for the Green Bay Packers to yet again have another elite quarterback. But Andy, the guy that I keep thinking about is Brock Purdy, right? I look at Brock as a glorified game manager. I know that has been my consistent opinion of him, but guess what? That doesn't matter if you're winning games. Winning games matters so much for the hobby. And if Brock Purdy gets a Super Bowl hype cycle, I think it could actually go higher than what some of his really expensive stuff has gone for.
Yeah, he's one of those guys where people, you know, if someone tells you, hey, don't buy base cards, they're not worth anything. But then you mention Brock Purdy, and all you really see these days are his base cards being sold left and right constantly, and sold constantly. I mean, there's hundreds of them. In fact, Brock Purdy, he's only got like 1,400 different rookie cards. So the supply is low. You know, each one of those may have their own print run, but the supply is low. It's lower than guys like Jared Goff. You know, it's lower than Lamar. And so then you look at the supply of Brock Purdy, there's so many base cards, like base Donruss being bought for 20, 30 bucks, you know, that kind of thing for Brock Purdy because of the supply issues with his rookie cards from 2022.
And to me, Andy, we're about to have one of the most interesting quarterback card cycles that we've ever seen. Okay. One comparison that we have made nonstop is Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Okay. Now, you take a look at their prices. I actually looked at them before we started today on the Keep 'em IO. And Lamar's been going up. Josh has. Well, it just depends on the card, but his cards have not gone up as much as Lamar Jackson. And I've been on this channel for months now saying, hey, use that to your advantage, right? You got two 2018 quarterbacks, and guess what? There is a pretty steep price difference between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. And go buy Lamar Jackson, because I think Lamar Jackson is on Josh Allen's level. And I think Josh Allen is elite, and he's taken way too much time and blame for what happened this past weekend. But I'm going to be interested to see if Lamar beats Patrick Mahomes this weekend and then gets the NFL MVP and then Andy gets the Super Bowl hype cycle. I could see Lamar firmly passing Josh Allen. What say you?
Yeah, it's got to. And I think we're already seeing it in some cases. If we highlight here, Carter, the Prism PSA 10, and what we're seeing right now, we're at a six-month window right now. So we're looking at a six-month scope. We got a 54% increase in Lamar to a new trend of $390 compared to the Josh Allen trend of $300 and down 7%. So then we open it up, and we're like, oh, yeah, look at that Sunday afternoon, $375 buy it now. Look, multiple, even a $400 buy it now for the base Prism PSA 10. So you can see how significantly we're climbing for Lamar Jackson while we are really kind of dipping for Josh Allen. In fact, it looks like you got an anomaly in here. But if we rule that one out, the average is about $240. So in the Prism, yeah, Lamar Jackson's already winning, Carter. I think there's a good chance, though, that this this Ravens team sure does. I mean, I know they've been a dynasty, but they really look super human, right? They look super powerful right now. I don't think anybody's going to be able to stop them. I'm super interested to see what the Chiefs can do, but I don't view the Chiefs as the Chiefs from last year or the year before, even so. I'm hesitant to think that they can really give Baltimore a run for their money, which I know they can, but I still see Baltimore beating them.
And the one thing that we've both brought up with is especially the Prism difference. I'm looking at it right now. is the pop differentiation. Lamar 693 in a PSA 10 to where Josh has over 2000 Prism PSA 10. So it just made so much sense to buy Lamar this offseason. I know he was my play of the week a few times over. And it's crazy how good he's been this season. And look, if for some reason Josh Allen just completely dips out, he's going to eventually win a Super Bowl. I tend to believe that way once the Bills finally fire Sean McDermott, which is what they should do. But it is interesting, Andy, when you're able to do a price market analysis between two guys from the same draft class and you're able to, you know, buy that difference. It's some good stuff right there.
Yeah. And even to point out, Carter, you notice that, for example, the base Donruss, the optic, is still a little bit lower than what the current trend is for Josh Allen. And that, to me, is a market variance. Like that's a variance that you could target and profit on, because it's typically, you know, a lot of times these optics, these base Donruss, these select rookies, they will follow suit on the prism. You know, they're going to piggyback on the prism. So, yeah, I think we could certainly see the rest of these sets go up above Josh Allen's price as well.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Welcome in Chad, who's always in here. We appreciate you. Dan, Hector, Steve, Ryan. Remember when Lamar was available and nobody wanted him, not even the Falcons? Man, there's going to be 30 for 30s done on the whole saga. On if Lamar was really blackballed or not. But we'll see. I want to go to Hector right here. Hector's been right about Jared Goff for so long. I know he's also a Lions guy. But Goff with another Super Bowl hype cycle, it could get a little wild here.
Yeah, I think it really can. I mean, we've kind of done a price examination on him. We followed him pretty closely because he has been undervalued compared to the rest of the guys. And from 2016, if you look here over the past 6 months, a lot of these, like Lamar's base Donruss is even here in total sales up in the top eight, his optic. But to find Jared Goff amongst Purdy and Lamar, you got to go down here to his prism, which is up now 7%. So you see it going up. But at the same time, man, I mean, look, some of them, Monday, January 22nd, it was yesterday, you had an auction that dipped down to 170. So it's not like he's the number one guy people are targeting. There's obviously people targeting him, 17 bids on that auction, but he is still not the number one guy. I think the number one guy is either Lamar or Brock. And obviously, if people have the bankroll, they're buying Patrick Mahomes. But, you know, his cards are still super expensive.
Yeah, I mean, Mahomes is just on a different stratosphere. You don't own any big Mahomes cards, do you, Andy?
No, unfortunately, I do not. I that was the very first player I bought into back in June. It was like maybe it was May of 2020. I was buying base Donruss rated rookie Patrick Mahomes cards for $35 a pop, and I sold them each for, I think it was $125 a pop, and I was like within a month, and I was like hooked, you know. But if I would have known, then I would have held on to him.
Okay. Let's run through, a few more players, just two more players I want to highlight. And we love Jared Goff here, but I want to talk about two skill guys, Christian McCaffrey and Travis Kelce. Okay. I am still shocked at how good Christian McCaffrey is and how dominant he was in this last game. Versus the Packers, how clutch he was. Man, I've always found him to be so interesting, Andy. And these are two all-time great skill position players. I thought it was interesting on the podcast, the New Heights podcast, that Travis Kelce said he didn't like his photo shoot, Andy.
Oh, he hates that picture, man. He hates that. He thinks he looks so dumb. Like, he's like, what, you know, what kind of picture is this? So I think that makes it even that much more popular, you know.
Right.
It makes it more iconic. The fact that he's so outspoken, he's like, You know, it just get it's every time I think someone sends him a picture or he sees this card, he's just instantly triggered by it. It's hilarious.
But you do see here Christian McCaffrey's prism, Andy, has gone way up. I mean, not way, way, way up, but it's gone up.
Well, for a guy that's that expensive, I mean, is there anybody even close that we can compare? At this point, like, I could bring in, you know, Deshaun Watson. I could bring in, and, you know, it's just there's nobody really good to compare to. Who do I compare to? Aaron Jones, maybe Alvin Kamara. I know Aaron Jones had a nice little playoff run. You could pull in terms of like skill position players, just 2017. Like the best way to compare is to really bring in people from the same draft class. And even
so Alvin Kamara would be, yeah. Leonard Fournette, that draft class was so crazy. With the RBs in that class, Austin Eckler was also a running back in that class, but he was undrafted, so he didn't really have a lot of cards. But yeah, it's nuts.
So if we look at Deshaun Watson, and let's just look at his 52 week high of 401. I'd have to really check to see if that was not, make sure that wasn't like an anomaly. But yeah, I do see some. If you go back to August 13th of 379, and you could see how his chart has moved. So even if we take an average before the season of looks about 300 there, I mean, that's the same price as what Christian McCaffrey is going.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For now. So, With a fraction of the supply. So look, 2,619 PSA 10s for Deshaun Watson, only 1,227 for Christian McCaffrey.
It's so nuts. And they're both top 15 picks. So, you know, the print run's going to be pretty similar. And all the cards were silvers, the rookies. So it's very, very, very interesting.
And God, your boy Kamara had $35 for a prism PSA 10.
That's just nuts to me. I kind of want to buy one now that it's in, you know, my price range. Look at Aaron Jones, $93.
Shout out,
playoff performance, man, especially in the Cowboys game. That's about as many eyeballs as you can get right there.
Buy it now, baby. You see that buy it now spike to 160? So this is Aaron Jones is another interesting player because he did not get the rated rookie logo, and that's huge. So if he has no rated rookie, all of a sudden, the demand for his optic and his base Donruss go way down, and the primary card clearly becomes the prism. Like, overwhelmingly, the prism and its silver standard out of the box for rookies in 2016 and 17, and football only, by the way, is his main chase card, like just the main gold standard liquid as all get out. You know, people buy it and sell it all the time, and somebody had to have him a PSA 10 right there on game day. Well, And this was actually Sunday, 12:51 a.m. So this is after the game was over. Like someone just had to collect a nice Aaron Jones card.
All right. We do have to do a little bit of a shorter episode. Andy's dealing with some under the weather children. So that's the toughest challenge. I don't have kids, but is it true, Andy, as a dad, that the hardest thing to overcome is a sick child, right?
Yeah, it's either a sick child or it's a sick wife, and you got to take care of the children,
right?
while juggling. So you know, sometimes you got to run a daddy daycare and multi. Yeah, but those are two very difficult things. You got to drink extra coffee.
Well, we welcome in Bill Gober. He says, what do you think a Donruss Gold press-proof die-cut McCaffrey 25 PSA 10 would go for? I don't know. What say you, Andy?
Yeah, so if we're talking 2017 rookie year, that's a PSA 10. You can almost name your price on that card. It's going to be super liquid, iconic, rated rookie, gold. I mean, die cut, but it's in a PSA 10 slab. I mean, we're talking, I don't know, over 500 easy, but you might be able to name your price closer to 1,000. I would definitely try and find any other gold press-proof die cuts of elite skill position guys in PSA 10 to see. The other thing is, you know, I had a guy comment and a couple people sent me messages and say, hey, look at Christian McCaffrey's first year in the 49ers uniform market. I think that might go for even a little bit more. And that's huge, man. That was 2022, right?
Right. Yeah. So this is where it gets tricky. For McCaffrey, no one's going to remember his Panther years, even though it was absurd that McCaffrey and Cam Newton shared a backfield. That's probably the most athletic backfield we've ever seen. That's just crazy. I'm a big believer in first-year uniform cards, right? Like, I know Tom Brady's an anomaly, but Andy, we saw what Brady cards in a Buck uniform went for. I would love more so to have a McCaffrey card, even though it's not a rookie card. I'm a big believer in the first year in that jersey number market or in that jersey market.
Yeah, people are buying PSA 5s, Chronicles, plain color jersey patch from not from any game or specific event. $30, you know, I got some stitching here, but just a patch card from encased materials out of serial numbered out of 50. So you can see right here, right off the bat. I mean, look at that nice red shimmer out of 35, 16 bids. So in fact, I mean, I can't remember the good sir who commented about that, but I mean, he hit the nail on the head. Anytime you have these big team changes, like you mentioned, Carter, especially with how well he's played with the 49ers. I mean, there's a ton of demand for his 49ers cards.
I just love me some C-Mac. I really do. Which is funny considering he's like my third favorite back in that class, right? Fournette's always going to be number one with Kamara, but man, McCaffrey is so freaking good. Before we get to hot, look at that.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I mean, this is a sold from yesterday here. Just not even serial numbered. Phoenix Silver Christian McCaffrey Auto 49ers uniform from Phoenix, $250. Buy it now.
All right. So before we get to hobby tip of the week, Andy, this will just be my hobby tip of the week. I'll put mine for next week, okay? Let's go to Brian Tomeo. How do you guys handle a buyer asking to cancel a winning auction? Had it happen on a Golf Prism rookie PSA 10. Disappointed because it's probably going to be another year hold if they lose to the 49ers.
Oh, man, that sucks. Yeah, I'm sure they had some kind of excuse, like their kid wasn't permitted to use the card on file or their dog pressed a button with his paw. Unlocked the phone, put in the password, bought the card. you can wait for their window to conclude. And you know, the eBay app is, I haven't had this happen to me in a while, but so the eBay app is updating their functions a lot. It used to be where you would have to wait for the window before you could cancel, and it would negatively impact the buyer. I know they're working on an update to where people have to put in their card information. If they bid on an auction and they win at that price, it's automatically going to then charge them, just like you have it, that function in buy it nows. So, you know, I would say just cancel it as quick as possible, and relist it and sell it in a buy it now.
Yeah. You know, there are so many different ways you can answer this question. This is what I was going to ask today. I was actually going to ask the chat. I have a really nice Jameson Williams PSA 10. Andy was with me when I actually picked this card up right here. Mm. Jersey color match number 299. And I'm thinking about doing a five-day auction for the same reason, right? I've never not done a seven-day auction. So what say you, Andy? Do you think I should try and run a five-day?
He's the type of guy that could put up 5-6 receptions for 150 yards and 2 touchdowns. You never know, man. So he's one of those spike week guys. He's not going to be Mr. Consistent. His cards stay at rookie autos or nice cards like you got there for Amon-Ra St. Brown are now staying over $100 like all day. I mean, the guy's just right. People are buying him. They super collecting him. He's a stud. You know, Jameson Williams is not that week in and week out guy, alpha on the team. That's Amon-Ra St. Brown and Sam Laporta. But Jameson Williams is a spike week guy. So I like having him listed in just a buy it now because I don't know which week he's going to go off, but I know he's going to go off. And if I got a nice liquid, super desirable card like that, chances are I can capture an impulse buyer where they're now buying it for twice as much as what that card will typically run for in just a standard auction.
Yeah, I'm thinking about just doing a buy it now and actually starting a fresh listing, you know, with that new listing feel to it. And if he does pop off, it'll definitely sell. Here's what I would say. Block the buyer, right? You can do that. I've never had to block a buyer, but you can do it, right? Especially if they don't pay. It sucks. My sympathy is with you, especially with the Jared Goff being, you know, the big story. But you know, that's football cards, right? that's you know, the nature of the beast from time to time. Now, Andy, it is time for play of the week. Once again, thanks to our friends at nooffseason.com and nooffseason.com network. My good buddy and your good buddy, Paul Hickey. Andy, I'll let you roll first, man.
Yeah. First, I'm going to just back up to hobby tip and share my hobby tip real quick of the week. So let me share this screenshot with you guys. So this hobby tip is going to be in reference to CGC cards. You guys have seen us show the gem rate data. They're now officially a sponsor of the Football Card Quest and the NoOffseason.com Sports Card Network. So we're very proud to do some more research into the current CGC market for a variety of different players. And part of my mission is to highlight different listings. So in this case, I've got a Jordan Love here. Optic Hollow, a raw one sold today for $50 in a buy it now. Just yesterday, the SGC 9.5 closed an auction for $71. And just a few days prior, just 4 days ago, the CSG 9.5 in the old green and white labels sold for $75 in a buy it now plus $6 shipping. So I just want to highlight that CGC, which is the new, you know, name acronym for their sports card grading division, sells for pretty much just the same as SGC and definitely more than the raw card. And they have only $12 grading submission fees, pretty good turnaround times right now. I think it was 40 days or less. And if you look at the gem rate data that we've showed on Twitter before, they graded the second most sports cards last year behind PSA, ahead of SGC. And so so it's super interesting. And I think a lot of people, what you got to do is you got to, unfortunately, right now, you have to search for both CSG and CGC cards on eBay until all of their CSG cards and these holders get re-slabbed with the new label. So they have a new label. They have a new grading scale, which also includes a black label with a gold 10. It is basically a gold pristine. So they do have a grade that's above just a CGC 10. And so, very, very interesting data from CGC that I'm finding on a variety of players that kind of paints a different picture than what I think a lot of people may interpret them as in the market. They're actually gaining quite a bit of steam, and I'm happy to be an ambassador for them in the hobby.
All right. So just for clarification, all right, CSG and CGC are the same.
Yes. Yeah, they're the same. Yeah. And if you actually go to their website and scroll down to the bottom, you'll see the Collectors Universe group that they're a part of. I didn't say that right, but it's not Collectors Universe. It's Collectibles. I'd have to, you know, I'm a rookie still. But what I do know is they're backed by the largest coin and paper grading company in the world. So it's not a fly-by-night company whatsoever at all. And they're going to be around and continue to grow in the hobby.
Yeah, so full disclosure, I still like SGC. I still like PSA. I like the new holders for CGC. I do. So just to reference, the Jordan Love that we had photoed was an older holder, correct?
Yeah, that's what made the transaction even that much more impressive to me, because it was the old green and white label, which I did not like at all. And so they've really evolved quite a bit in the hobby. And they've adjusted their slabs. They've also got, you know, arguably from what I've seen, the best plastic. I mean, I did a video where I tried to crack each slab with one tool. Dude, I could not get through their plastic. So in terms of securing my personal collection, where I'm not necessarily concerned of, oh, I got to have a PSA 10. It's got to be worth the most possible, you know. I really just want the best protection possible. And yeah, I don't want to spend, whatever, $30, $40 to get one of those rare edition slabs. I'm going with CGC. And it's not because we're sponsored by them. It's really because their plastic quality is that good.
Yeah. And look, here's the thing that people have got to understand. And I'll make this my hobby tip of the week. I know Paul Hickey went like this, is – you want competition. You don't want PSA or Beckett or Tag or whoever to just dominate. Like, you don't want any one company to be a monopoly, right? That's just how the hobby could be better, right? If it's not just one company having everything, right? That's why I am obsessed, Andy, and you know me personally really well, obviously more than anyone else watching this. Maybe Derek could push back on that a little bit, but you're one of my best friends. You know that I really don't care what the card is in. I'm more concerned about the card and all of that. But it's just amazing.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Me, like, how much of a stranglehold PSA has on everything, and that's not good. You want competition. You want CGC, the SGCs of the world, to get more market share, because you have more variety to choose from. It's not just one company holding basically the entire hobby hostage.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, in my conversations with people in the hobby, and yeah, we constantly talk about PSA having the best resale value. That's because everybody and their brother views the PSA 10 as having the best resale value. So it is, you know. And so that's just that's how the hobby currently views it. And I think there's a lot of it's kind of like brand. I don't know if it's just brand recognition or just brand loyalty, but as people grade more and more cards with CGC, and then more and more people buy those cards because, you know, when we start talking about more scarce cards, people don't really care about the grade or the slab it's in. They're after that card, you know? And so when they see how clear the optics are on the CGC slab and how good, you know, all the background examination and everything is about it, they're probably going to keep it in that slab. You know, it's going to be more geared around their collection, and it still has the same resale value as SGC, and it's probably going to continue to grow. And I think if more people adopt and evolve in the hobby, you'll have grading companies like CSG and CGC be, you know, closer to that in value of a PSA 10. That's my hope anyways. I know it's, you know, it's, I'm optimistic person.
Yeah, it's definitely my hope. And this is coming from someone who 75 to 80%, if not higher, of my slabs that I own are PSA, right? And look, PSA is going to hold the stranglehold for the foreseeable future, but hopefully that changes because it's good for you. It's good for you, the buyer. So there you go. Now, do we have a tip of the week from Paul Hickey, Andy?
We're gonna play his hobby tip this week. I'm not prepared to share his hobby tip.
We'll do it next week. That's perfectly fine. So yeah, shout out to Paul Hickey. We always know he brings the heat. Now, you know, for me, Andy, before we get to play of the week, I do want to take a few comments because obviously the comments have been really lit. About what we've been talking about. Hector says, I'm in the minority, but I like horizontal slabs for sideways cards. That would be cool. What's the only company that did? There was a company that did that, right?
HGA has a horizontal slab.
RIP. I think they're still kicking. But yeah, HGA, they've been through it. Card Fins 68 says there are so many grading companies now.
I think there's really only four major ones. I mean, you look at PSA, BGS, CGC, and SGC. I mean, yeah, you can consider like HGA and Rare Edition and these other companies. I get it. There's a bunch of companies out there. But if you look at the majority of that people are using, it's those four, you know. So and they're highly recognized. Like there's hands down an advantage by going with CGC or SGC as a like a, if you want to consider them secondary grading companies to PSA, then going with an HGA. Because if you look at some of the values that HGA or one of these companies like PGI or, you know, some of these other fly-by-night grading companies, I know they're not fly-by-night, but they've been around for a while, but they don't have the backing that a company like CGC has. And that's the big difference.
So I have a local comic shop. I don't live in a big city, but I have a pretty nice local comic shop. And they just do comics. And it's mostly what we've been talking about. They're graded by CGC, right? It's a huge, huge, huge company. It's not as big, obviously, in sports cards, but hopefully with our super-duper big network here on the Football Card Quest, we can take CGC to the next level. ML says, so what do I do with my HGA slabs? Any chance for the Universal Pop Report that includes all the major graders?
Somebody would have to spearhead this, but it's actually not a bad idea. And, you know, maybe they could make it to where obviously it's, you know, something that the community could access and pull data from, but that would be really cool if somebody aggregated the data from all the major grading companies. It's tough for, you know, software developers to do this because you have companies like SGC that require a login to then get into view their population data. So you can't just like an API or like a software integration, just can't pull that data. It's actually got to go through a login and stuff. It complicates things. So it makes it more challenging. And, you know, you have similar challenges with BGS as well. So, yeah, I do like the grading magazines. I think those are cool.
Let's take Chalks card says Gym Rate does that.
Yeah, that's the data that I follow on Twitter, Gym Rate account, because I mean they just give you such good insights into who's grading with who, different cards, you know.
I will tell you this. You can dive as deep into all this data, PSA just strangles everyone. But I keep going back to this. It just doesn't matter as much to me. And you go to the National, there are people that will only buy PSA slabs. That just doesn't make sense to me. I just did not get into cards for the grading company. And I know PSA people. I've sold cards, nice cards, to higher ups at PSA. But it's I love PSA, I always will. It's just not the be-all, end-all for someone like me. So there you go. So now it's time for Play of the Week. Andy, I'll let you skedaddle on first, man.
Yeah, man. I got to, at this point, I got to target guys that are going to be free agents in the upcoming free agency cycle. So, like, I mean, the number one guy that I think leaves his team and it's going to be a big deal because he's going to go someplace big with a quarterback that's got a big arm, it's T. Higgins, man. I just, the Bengals can't afford to keep him. I don't know if that, you know, I don't know if you really wanted me to share that play. You're not too happy about it because that's a huge weapon for Joe Burrow that he's going to lose. But, man, T. Higgins is going to leave. He's going to sign a big paycheck somewhere. He's also going to then walk onto that team as the alpha. Like, there's a lot of places he could go where he walks on as the alpha, and he's going to get double-digit targets every single game next year. And he's going to be a wide receiver one in fantasy, and it's going to do a lot for his rookie card value. So I want to get ahead of that. You know, right now there's auctions being rolled out every week. 2020, it's got a lot of nice sets and cards to target. T. Higgins, not much of penmanship, but if I can get his rookie ticket autos for around that $20-$25 price point, I know that's an easy double, maybe triple up, depending on where he goes. You know, I mean, the Chiefs are likely to sign. I know Rashee Rice has been good, but I think the Chiefs, especially with Travis Kelce now commenting that he's going to retire after this this playoff season, I definitely think they're in the market for another receiver, and that's a lot of target. That's a lot of vacated targets if Travis Kelce retires. So can you imagine whichever wide receiver they pick up in free agency is going to immediately spike big time in value? And it could be T. Higgins.
I'm going to go backup quarterback hunting right now, Andy. And, you know, last week I gave you two. I gave you Tyjae Spears and I gave you Kyler Murray. All right. What if I told you a starting quarterback beat an NFL playoff team in a highly publicized Monday Night Football game, had this amazing post-game interview, okay? And he's got this huge, brash personality, interesting guy. And his name, Andy, is Drew Lock. Okay. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you Drew Lock is going to be the next great thing, but I will tell you that a rookie ticket auto sealed from Panini Drew Lock sold yesterday for $25 out the door. $25 out the door. Okay. When I was scanning plays of the week earlier, I was like, oh, that seems very interesting. All I need is Drew Lock to have one big game like that, and that's going to pay off, right? That's the bottom for me for that card sealed from Panini, rookie ticket auto. And you could probably find it. You just search Drew Lock auto like what I normally do, okay? And it was from DC Sports 87. So that's very interesting to me. You know, you might not get a deal as good as that one, but they could pop up, right? They very well could. If that's a backup quarterback that I would want to target, if that's your thing, obviously Chad Dyer has definitely been the expert at that. And, you know, even though card fans tell me Drew Lock is trash, I'm not telling you he's the next great thing, but I'm also telling you that 2019 was a very interesting year for football cards. That was the last not overprinted year, as Andy would tell you, in 2020. So yeah, I'm interested. I'm very, very interested. And there it is. I wasn't lying to you, Andy. I wasn't.
Yeah, he's a spike week guy, man. So one thing you could do is you look at these cards ending recently, $19. Then you could go, if you look at highest, And this will show us sold in the past 90 days. And if we let's see if we can find a rookie ticket red zone.
250.
PSA 10. Trying to see, you know, basically what is you know, that game that he started, that Monday night game, like where the rookie ticket autos getting up to? Because you're right. I mean, $20 for a quarterback rookie ticket autos sealed by Panini, that's insane. That's the dirt floor bottom price. I mean, that's pretty much the same for Gardner Minshew. So I pulled up, which I like both of these guys. I like Gardner Minshew. He's got, I think, offers a little bit better consistency.
Yeah, sure.
But Drew Lock puts up a pretty impressive highlight reel, man. I mean, he's got a cannon, dude. He can throw it.
Yeah, I don't even think he's that good. I'm just throwing it out there because we have backup quarterback hunters out there that love to get after it. Look at this one. This one was sold the silver. Oh crap, we don't get a view price here. That's okay.
No, my extension's not. I gotta restart my computer or something.
No, well, Evan. So yeah, I'm interested to see what Seattle does here over the next couple of weeks. So yeah, let's go to Joel here. Where's Gardner going? Richardson won't stay healthy. Mark my words. Interesting.
I would love to know where Gardner Minshew's going. He is going to be a free agent this year. So I'm curious, man. Gardner Minshew, Baker. Where's Baker going? I'll take Gardner or Baker. I like Baker too now. I think Minshew's he can definitely be a starter in the league. You know, you also have Ryan Tannehill and Kirk Cousins scheduled to be free agents this year. So you got some veteran quarterbacks here that are scheduled to hit free agency that you can easily target.
Well, Andy, this was a fun one. I know you got a busy day. It is crazy when we do this show. So obviously Andy does a gazillion shows throughout the week. Obviously run 3 full-time YouTube channels. 65 of you. I really do appreciate each and every one of you during this live stream. Keep the hobby alive, man. And Andy, I feel so bad. You did not wish me a happy birthday, man. I was waiting. I thought you're going to give me one there at the end. But
this is what Facebook is good for. And I don't even ever go on Facebook, but I guarantee you if I went on Facebook, it would have told me it was your birthday, dang it. Well, all right, you ready, Carter? I'm going to sing to you.
Let's not do that. Hey, look, you already made my birthday so bad when you picked the worst Prism Blaster box of all time. We pulled nothing but blanks, nothing. We pulled one Cedric Tillman Orange Disco, and it's crazy, man. I know Hector and Chad was like, God, I wish we had someone that actually knew how to pick boxes. But no, you're my boy. You're my best man. my best friend in the football card hobby. And actually, I did pull a CJ Stroud rookie. So it is possible if you get a this is already on eBay auction, you can pull this card. You can. It is doable. It seems like everybody's pulling CJ Strouds right now. So there you go. Now, as we always do before we skedaddle, Andy, is there anything else that you wanted to get to before we get out of here?
No, I appreciate all you guys as well, man. Really appreciate the support. Make sure you're subscribed if you're not already. Hit that bell notification icon. Sometimes we tweak the time in which we go live, but really appreciate all the support, loving the growth, and stay tuned, guys. We'll be back.
Let's go. Peace out.
Boom. Peace.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.